Pete Galagotis, the Marg Factor.
He's put two good solid runs in, attacked the line strong both times.
Which one's your best?
Marg Factor.
We'll take Marg Factor, I reckon.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Simon Chickasaw joined by the Marg Factor again. The Marg Factor fights back and beats Simon Chickasaw.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
$8.50.
$8.50.
$8.50.
That covers almost 2 weeks' worth, Daniel.
That's right. We're that far in front. It's not funny on the spreadsheet. That's a great result for us. Well done to all involved. One under Pete Galagotis and the crew down there. The Marg Factor, $8.50 yesterday at sale. Well, we need to find a winner today to finish strongly at Geelong, Whitey.
We always speak to James Dalton and we're always worried about the rain coming. What time it'll come, will it will affect the meeting. James, good morning.
Whitey, Huff, how are you going?
Going well,
going
Jimmy.
Going well. It's good to have you back on a Friday. What are we looking like today?
We're looking pretty good, yeah. We're on a good four surface. The penetrometer came in at 5.27. We've pushed the rail out to 6 metres after being at 3 a couple of weeks ago. So we've pushed out above the wear and tear and on a good surface. There are those showers forecast, Whitey, but I reckon the majority of them are coming after the meet. So, and it's not a huge amount anyway. So, look, I think we'll be playing on a good four for most of the day and we'll dodge them.
Terrific. And we don't have a lot of time today, so we can't talk about grass. We'll do that next time we talk to you.
No problems. I'll let you go.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Jim. James Dalton there at Geelong. Daniel.
All right, good four. Troy Corson's got 5 ready to roll for us. Troy, good morning.
Hey, Half. How are you?
Very well, thank you, buddy. Nice to be with you on a Friday again. You've got some good chances today, I reckon. Race 1, number 10, Lumberpunk, has got to be in the market. Rattled home at Ballarat, the synthetic on debut, just to miss from back in the field. What's going to happen today?
Yeah, he didn't like the kickback there, and once he did get to the outside, he really ran through the line nicely. I think he can probably sit a touch closer, and he shouldn't be getting that kickback in his face today. And he can run a really good race.
Righto, race 3, number 9, Minimal. He's got D. Oliver in the saddle. D. Oliver's doing a lot of riding at the moment for the crew, which is good. On debut, Vancouver Geldy, what can you tell me?
Yeah, first starter, very nice horse. He's had a really good education. I think it's a strong little maiden, this, but he'll run nicely. I think he's definitely an each-way champ.
Rightio. Race 4, number 10 and 13. You got My Brilliant. Well, how do you say this? My Brilliant Shoy? Shoo. Schwa. My Brilliant Schwa. Yeah. And Sky Warrior, 10 and 13.
Yeah, she was desperately unlucky at Mornington last week on the quick backup. Watched her work around the pool track this morning. She's absolutely bouncing. I think she'll run a really good race. The other bloke, Sky Warrior, I think he's a stayer of the future. Probably wants 2,000 metres plus, but he's a nice horse. I'd probably lean towards My Brilliant Schwa today.
My Brilliant Schwa, race 4, number 10. And then race 7, number 3. I'm interested in your take on Stonefield, who's been in very, very good form this campaign. Last start winner at Cranbourne over the 1,400. Up to the 1,425. The extra 25 is big business and up in grade, but D. Oliver in the saddle again.
Yeah, and Ollie won on him, obviously, last start. I think he's our best of the day, Half. So he's continued to do exceptionally well, and I can't see him doing anything different today.
Righto. Race 7, number 3, Stonefield is our best. $5.50, if you don't mind, in the early markets at tab.com.au. How's that beautiful property of yours looking?
Yeah, it's really good. It's absolutely bouncing at the moment. We've got the weather's good, and we've had a little bit of rain up there, so it's beautiful. There's grass everywhere.
Good on you, buddy. Good luck today at Geelong. Good luck across the weekend. Great to chat as always.
Thanks, Arthur.